from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Curtis, I don't want to make you any sadder than you already are, but in the Twitch chat, a suggestion that if you have a favorite pet-related charity, there are some who would like to donate to it in Pudge's name. So,
that is beyond generous, especially considering how generous the Twitch chat was for the Dana-Farber at our radio telethon and the Jimmy Fund. We got Pudge at Great Dog Rescue New England. They're in Harvard, Mass. It's a great charity that does rescues animals from the South and brings them to family members of New England. So that would be a great place to do it. Thank you.
Okay. Awesome.
Good job.
Awesome. Thank you. And several people saying that they consider you to be family. I think they're probably hoping that they can get in on the gravy train that is your father.
Is it weird that the audience considers me family and my family doesn't?
But... yeah.
Yeah, it just sucks. The whole thing sucks. I'm very fortunate in many ways that I've never felt pain like this before. But it's just difficult. But no, it was...
Pudge was 12, Curtis?
12, yeah. So basically, he was like 87. Mm-hmm. He had irritable bowel. He had all of these issues. And he had to take a steroid every day. Mm-hmm. And I think in the end, he... you know, I just think his little body, you know, succumbed to it. But I got greedy when he got through surgery okay. And I was like, oh, this is awesome. Like, you know, but the people at Angel Hospital, people everywhere, it's just amazing. So thank you.
Always remember the good times.
Yep.
Celebration.
Mm-hmm.
I will absolutely do it. Oh, and I had an idea back where he was, if I put a photo for him so he's there going forward.
Oh,
in the studio.
Yeah, I was kind of hoping maybe we could have his little doggy bed.
I don't want the empty bed.
Okay,
I prefer a photo. If that's
okay, a photo like just on the screen,
right?
Like every once in a while. Oh, okay, yes.
No, like right on this like black placard here.
Take to where his little spot was when he laid down.
Yeah. Yes,
and then I could just also, if there's any Ordway photos, I just put Pudge on it.
Yeah,
that'll be a shrine.
Yeah. I want to say this and say it publicly because Courtney brought it up to me in the office this morning, and I just, you know, me personally, it was. Just way too soon. We will not have a new show mascot. Like you were asking if
I
Harry,
did not
Yes, you were asking
you
if Harry could replace Pudge as the show's
you
doggy mascot. And
I would said, never do that.
So you gotta be trained first.
It's really, honestly, you should wait a little while.
I did not do that.
I just,
It
is really just way too soon.
Yeah.
And the man is still
you are the worst.
The man is still grieving.
You are the worst.
He is still grieving.
Plus, Pudge was really trained. You know what I mean? Harry comes in here and forget about it.
Harry is not the new mascot. Pudge will always be the mascot.
So, Curtis, let me ask.
I actually think Jackson could walk right into that role.
Curtis, let me ask this question because we did it with our dog.
Yeah.
Did you get Pudge cremated?
Yeah. So,
and then you got him in, going to keep him around the crib?
Yeah. I will say, when something bad happens, you get mad at like the person that delivers the information when it's not their fault.
Yeah.
But like right after, like they were bringing him into a room right before he passed. And before that, this gentleman comes in like a salesman talking about all these options, like I'm buying a car. And I'm like, and then Pudge came in and was like on his last breath. I'm like, couldn't we have done this in 15 effing minutes?
Yeah.
Did Pudge hear him talking about it, the guy?
No, thankfully he left. But I said, I mean, I cover his ears.
God.
Like, it's just, but anyway, bizarre.
Does it cost a lot?
Yeah.
To have him cremated?
Yeah.
The whole thing costs a lot.
Yeah. I would recommend pet insurance. I mean, right now, I would literally be working every shift for all of humanity. No, but it is, everything costs a lot. Everything costs
a lot. And then you do a nice little urn, and then you could place it somewhere in your house, you know? So that's always a good thing, unless...
Yes, I don't... your reference, Meet the Fockers.
Yes. Yeah.
What was the name of the cat?
Jinxie.
Yes.
What a great movie.
Both actually were pretty... Were there three of them?
There was
what,
three
the
of
third
them.
The third one wasn't that good.
Meet the Fockers.
There was Meet the Parents.
Meet the Fockers. Then there was a kid one?
Yeah, that was the third one. That's when they... Oh, Jesus.
This is weird. They were in Florida or something.
Florida was the second one. That was when Dustin Hoffman was in it.
Okay. Little Fockers is the third one.
And then the third one was they go back to wherever and have like a wedding or something.
One would probably have been enough, to be honest.
I do love the scene when he's waiting to board and there's nobody else waiting to get on the plane and she just goes through all the groups and won't let him board.
Because that was the mother, right? That was cremated on the thing? Yeah.
It was Robert De Niro's. Was it Robert De Niro's?
Yeah, mother.
Mother?
Yeah.
That was the ashes on the mantle?
Are you a pothead, Fucker?
Yeah.
I have nipples, Greg. Could you milk me?
The volleyball scene in the first one in the pool. That's so good.
The volleyball scene is great.
Such a good movie.
All right. Well, we are thinking about
you
Curtis.
You a pothead, Fucker?
Thinking about Curtis all day. We're going to be nice to Curtis all day, at least today.
Right.
And it is a Patriots preseason Monday. That means Jerod Mayo will join us for the first time this season at 8, right around 8:15, somewhere around there this morning. But right now, let's get to this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Choice this morning, Shime, Queen, and Best Friend. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning, Greg. I feel like this is getting a little repetitive, but of course I have another Drake May lead for you, because why wouldn't I? Reports now out of camp are that this guy is changing before our very eyes. I believe Bedard said he looks decisive and confident, and it's just like... I think Hart made a really good point this weekend, Curtis. I think he even said it with you, and he said it with me and John Lyons before we hopped on, that Drake May hasn't necessarily outright grabbed and taken the job away from Jacoby Brissett. Drake May's still growing, but Brissett has just lost this job. Like, Brissett has not been good at any point in time. He has not been great at any point in time throughout this entire process. And so it's
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's not even that Drake May has outright taken it. It's just that Jacoby Brissett never won it, never held on to it. And so, like, at this, it doesn't make any sense to roll with a guy who has no ceiling in Jacoby Brissett when you have the third overall pick sitting there getting better day after day. Imagine what would happen if he's getting game reps and playing with the ones on a regular basis. He might grow at an even more exponential rate. Just a thought. That's my lead.
It is odd. Mm-hmm. I mean, I will agree with Wiggy that after Thursday night, I think the expectation by most of us was that you would see the remainder of training camp, Drake May, get a legit opportunity with the ones.
Yeah.
And he does not seem to be getting that.
Yeah, it's just it's a head scratcher. And all the reports are that he looks good every day, he's getting better and better. And you would think, all right, 50-50 at least on the reps. If it's truly a competition, you would think, all right, 50-50. But when you're hearing people that are down there and they're going, well, he's still barely getting any reps with the ones. Yep. How is that a competition?
Yep. No, it's weird. All right, Shime, thank you. We will talk to Gerard Mayo about that at around 8 this morning. Hello, Curtis.
Hey, guys. So I just wanted to say, we've talked a lot about it, but I just want to say thank you to you guys for letting me bring Pudge in here when he was dealing with stuff and everything like that, and allowing me to introduce him to so many people that have been so kind since his passing. When I was really sick, just a quick story that I wanted to share because I wanted to tell people something about Pudge, but I was gotten through the ICU, and like they just kept checking my blood work to see if my liver levels would improve, and they just weren't. So I finally was like, the one person I haven't seen is Pudge, and everybody I've seen are people that are happy I'm okay, but really mad that I've been lying to them all these years about my drinking. And so it's like, it was this experience where you're sitting on a gurney. You can't get up and walk away. You can't say you've been lying. You can't say you weren't drinking when you're in there for liver failure. And so I left against doctor's orders. I had to sign all this paperwork. And because the one person who couldn't come in because it's a hospital was Pudge. And I think it was the reason we have this relationship with our pets is that there is no baggage. And why it's so personal is that you just can't, there's everybody else in your life is going to feel wrong by you at some point. And the way in which a dog is able to be there without judgment. And I think it really was poignant because this Power Forward company the charity that I've been working with Kevin Stevens, does this new program. It's a pilot program where they bring rescue animals to people early in recovery because the worst thing for people in recovery or anybody suffering is to be alone. And when you have a dog, you have to go outside because they have to go to the bathroom. And so you meet people and you actually have responsibility. And I think above all else, that's why I'm here. And so, you guys.
Who's cutting onions? I'm so sad about Pudge. But you had, like you said, 12 amazing years with him.
The thing is I'm so grateful that the pain he was in is gone. I'm just in a lot of pain that he is. Yeah. But I'm very happy. He was, even if he got home, he was not going to be the same guy.
Right.
It was a lot, you know. James is the greatest thing in the world, but it's a lot having James's motor around a dog that's moving a little slowly.
Yeah.
So, it was absolutely his time. He's the greatest thing that ever happened to me, and not looking to make people sad, just very grateful and very appreciative for you guys for letting me bring him in and for the fact that he was there when many wouldn't be.
Well, we loved having him in here.
Yeah, he was a good dog.
He was a great dog.
We will miss him. Yep. Curtis, thank you.
Yeah, good job, Curtis. Sometimes our selfishness overcomes their, you know, when they're suffering.
Right. And I've never endured, like you guys, Greg and Wiggy, you've had to say goodbye to parents. Yep. This is nothing like that.
All right. Courtney, good morning.
Oh, good morning. I did a lead this morning to hopefully bring a smile to Curtis's face.
Oh, thank you.
Because there was a really cool story over the weekend about Tom Brady. He made an appearance at the inaugural Fanatics Fest in New York.
Looked pretty cool.
It looked really cool. We have Chris Costa on a lot to talk about, you know, cards and signatures and what sells and how expensive these cards go for. So to see Tom Brady interacting with other people like Chris who do the same thing, he went up to a guy, Kevin Randall, who's a former high school teacher who turned into a full-time football card dealer because he had such an impressive collection. And Brady went over to look at it, saw all of his old cards, and bought quite a few from him.
Oh, he did? Of his own cards.
Of his own cards, wow. Which, you know, makes probably a pretty nice payday for Kevin Randall. But he also talked about the evolution of his signature from when he first started signing cards to now, which I never knew. Yeah. I don't know if other people did.
No,
so Jackson, grab that audio for me, Shime. Yeah, so here's this.
That's a definitely original signature. I signed it two different ways.
Well, that's
that was more of my...
That's the original.
You know what? That's how my dad signed his name.
Okay.
So I always try to copy how he did it. But then I realized I should have kind of more of an autograph and then more of a signature. So that's how I sign my checks.
Yeah.
Not that we really sign checks much anymore. And then I change. I don't know what year I changed.
You can almost see the progression of your auto. Like you look here, you know, that's one from, I think, 2018 or 2016.
Yeah.
You can see the progression of it, you know.
And I started to make the V, I don't know if you can see it, but the V was a 1 and a 2.
I never knew that. Interesting. How many autograph cards of yours I've owned, I've never known that.
So pretty cool. So he used to do the same signature on his cards that he would sign checks with, which is a no-no. But then to change the B into a 1 and a 2, I never noticed anything like that. So now I want to go back and look at different memorabilia that's signed by him to see that. So I thought it was cool.
His new signature is kind of like, because you can't. if you see I have his old signature versus new signature. If you see his new signature now, you can't barely even notice the 12.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of people with signatures, when they look, most guys just scribble anyways.
Yeah.
But the one thing you try to hold on to is recognizing the number.
Didn't you sell the old one to pay for the vineyard trip?
No. Okay.
You still have that?
I still got the old one. Plus, it's personalized, right? Yeah. So when you start to see some of the, and, you know, people will tell you, when you look at his new signature, it's so difficult to just, like, even get anything out of it. Because even like he said, the B is kind of the 12. And if you look at the new signature, you can't even get the 12 out of it. So I think a lot of people like the old one much better because you could see, like, all right, the at least the T, the B, and then the number 12. Where You know, but that was cool. I saw that story.
Yeah.
Great lead, Courtney.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
Good job.
All right.
We love you, Curtis, and I loved Pudge so much.
Oh, mm-hmm. We love you. We got to
take
so much.
Take a quick break. We'll get to Wiggy's lead and to my lead coming right up next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!